Proclamation number 7987 of 9th of September, 1961. God's eternal infinite love. Now then, hear that I have loved you from the beginning with a love whose strength you are unable to measure and which therefore cannot leave you either, you who once came forth from this love of mine. My love will always accompany you. It is just often not noticeable to you as long as you still offer me inner resistance. Yet this cannot move me to reduce my love for you, for since my fundamental nature is love, it will also remain unchanged forever, just as my nature can never change. For it is supremely perfect. Therefore, embrace my love and don't let go of yourselves forever. And this means that it will not leave you forever in the distance where you have placed yourselves, but that it will always and forever pursue you and try to illuminate you until you voluntarily open yourselves to this illumination of love and voluntarily take the path to me, because love urges love. Love is strength which, however, is ineffective if it encounters resistance. I myself never reduce my illumination of love, yet you can render it ineffective by virtue of your free will, and this then means a lack of light and strength. An unfortunate state in which you humans on earth find yourselves as long as you still remain in a defensive position towards me. And you are in a defensive position if you turn away from me, from your God and Father of eternity. If you don't believe in me and therefore don't establish any kind of bond with me, both in prayer as well as through a life of love. If you live on earth without a spiritual thought. If you don't believe anything. Then the distance from me is exceedingly great, and yet my love for you does not diminish. For eternal love cannot hate, nor can it be indifferent towards the state of its creatures. But, love there will always try to find counter-love and woo for it without ceasing. And the whole of creation only came into being for the purpose of revealing myself in my nature, which is love. For the human being has already matured to such an extent that he can recognize this creation as a revelation on my part if only he wants to. I reveal myself to him as a power which is exceedingly wise and loving, for my wisdom and my love expresses itself in every work of creation. And thereby I also want to win your love. I want you as a human being to recognize me and my nature in everything that surrounds you, and I want you to recognize yourselves as the product of this creative power and my will of love, and now enter into contact with you, whom you are no longer able to deny when you seriously think about it, if you are honest and if your will is not fundamentally satanically oriented. But then your resistance against me is still too great for you to allow my effect of love, and then it will still take an eternity until you'll one day enter into a bond with me of your own free will. But my love will not leave you forever. But the sooner you feel it, the closer you are to me and the closer you are to beatitude, to the state of perfection, for my illumination of love, which no longer finds resistance, irrevocably results in your perfection, because you, too, accept your divine original nature again when you change into love, and because my illumination of love certainly causes your change of nature. 9th of the 9th, 1961, and my love has won the victory which my adversary wanted to dispute but which will never succeed, yet one day he, too, will be allowed to desire and receive my love. He, too, will return to his father's house and I will accept him and prepare bliss for him which will never ever come to an end again. Amen.